beautiful. Far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self? Yeah, country loved. Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is America's Heroes Group, and I am Cliff Kelly, the host of our executive producer, Glenda Smith, our digital media producer, is Manny Corazzari, and it is November 23rd, 2019. America's Heroes Group radio talk show has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans, affairs, information, resources, and referrals. Proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275, and the office number is 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group, She Serves, She Matters partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United. That's the National Women's Veterans United at 8620 South Pulaski Road at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office number is 872-731-2150. Website www.nwvu.org. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Down Home Cooking. Down Home, let me say this right, Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. The phone number is 877-275-5852. They have a buffet. Let me tell you, the food there is great. I know, because I eat there. And you should. You would love it. It's whatever you'd like, you can get it. We are just pleased to also mention, of course, November is Bone Marrow Donor Awareness Month. So make sure you remember that, okay? It is, again, November 23rd, 2019. And I mentioned Glenda Smith and Manny Corazzari. We're going to start off now with a gentleman who is sitting in for Steve Seidman. He's a member of Steve's law office, and we are pleased to have him with us, Mr. Nikitas Fadoukas. How are you, Counselor?
I'm doing very well, Cliff. Thank you for having me on today.
It's a pleasure to have you come on. I appreciate it. This is a very interesting thing because, and you're an expert on this, this whole thing relative to what's going on relative to civil military relations and military justice, and we're just pleased to have you because, you know, America's Heroes Group, the roundtable, legally speaking, with Steve is how we start off, and as I just mentioned, to have you are with the firm, and that's great. So tell us about what is happening with the colonel here. A lot of people aren't aware of this.
Right. You know, I think it's something that's in the news today, but, you know, there's some details that, you know, really don't come out, and it's just lost because there's just so much all the time. But Colonel Vindman testified earlier this week at the impeachment hearings. He testified as to, you know, most importantly, certain conversations that he was, I wouldn't say a party to, but he witnessed. And I think that has raised all kinds of questions about whether it was appropriate for him to give that testimony and whether it was appropriate for him to make certain comments regarding the U.S.'s foreign policy with regard to the Ukraine.
And where do we stand on that, your expertise on that? Counselor, this is a lot of people are really talking about this, and they're concerned. Where do you, in your legal expertise, what's your feeling about this?
You know, it's a really interesting issue, and the reason is because when you talk about the civil and military, the relationship between, you know, the civilian authority and the military authority, you know, in times of war, it's very clear. The president is the commander-in-chief. Mm-hmm. There's a very strict chain of command, and that can be very straightforward. But in peacetime, it's interesting because Congress has its own authority over the military, and we don't generally tend to think of it that way, but under the Constitution, under Article 1, Congress not only has the power to fund the military, but to regulate it. And then broadly speaking, Congress has just a general oversight authority over the whole executive. So when Congress subpoenas Colonel Vindman to come and testify, come up on the Hill and, you know, explain what he knows and what he's heard, you know, that's something that Colonel Vindman had to take very seriously. You know, there's now questions about whether Colonel Vindman could, you know, face a court-martial for deciding to do that. Mm-hmm. And it can be a complicated question. You know, I don't know if we want to go regulation by regulation, but at the very least, there's a question about whether Colonel Vindman was disobeying a lawful order when he was asked to ignore that subpoena.
So what would you, in your expertise, Consul, what do you feel about this, his choice to rebel against his White House chain of command?
Well, you know, because it's such an open question, and I guess, you know, the way we can talk about it is, you know, Colonel Vindman was looking at an order, not even really directly from the president, and I think that's an important factor.
Okay.
It was, in fact, the legal counsel for the National Security Council that asked him to ignore the subpoena. So what you have is, and you know, the reason this is an important factor is, you know, one of the questions about whether an officer is in dereliction of duty is whether that order is lawful, whether that lawful order is coming from a command authority. I don't think it's clear that a legal counsel for the National Security Council is a legal authority. Whether the order, you know, expressed exactly what needed to be done, I think we can give that. You know, we can ignore that one. I think it's pretty clear what he was asked to do, ignore the subpoena. And finally, whether it related to his military duties. And that's an open question, too. I mean, look, I mean, I don't want to dance around. My feeling is... You know, I do like to explore this stuff. It's really interesting.
I know you do. That's why I want to hear you. Yeah.
No, but my feeling is I really don't... I think it'd be a huge disservice to court-martial Colonel Vindman. He's a decorated member of the military. He has a Purple Heart. In many ways, you know, he's the classic, you know, story. You know, an immigrant. His family came straight out of the Soviet Union, came here, served his country. And I think he was faced with a genuine dilemma and one that the law does not have an easy answer for. But if I'm going to try to give an easy answer, I would say this. When he was ordered to ignore a subpoena, what he was essentially being ordered to do was to obstruct due process. And that's not a lawful order. So, you know, if I have to give my straightforward answer, I'd say no, at least under a question of dereliction of duty, absolutely not. I think it would be wrong to court-martial him.
I certainly think so, too, Consular. The gentleman, as you point out, has a great history in his career. You know, it's just it's something. If you'd like to join us, you know how to do it. VON call-in number is 312-374-8130. We are pleased to have with us on our live line the attorney Nikita Fadoukas, who is sitting in, of course, for our usual guest, and he's a member of his law firm. We're just pleased the law offices of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, of course. So what I would like to ask you next is, you know, from all of this, from a single question, can an active, and I don't even know whether this is easy to mention, can an active duty military officer assigned to work with the White House directly by serving on the National Security Council staff choose to testify before Congress on a subject involving foreign affairs in a way, Consular, that seemingly portrays the president engaged in conduct that could be impeachable. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
I think that's exactly right, and you're asking a great question here, because it's not just about whether the decision to follow the subpoena. There's also the question of the comments that Colonel Vindman made with regard to the effect, you know, some of the meetings that he was a witness to would have. You know, the question of whether there was a partisan request to investigate the Ukrainian oil company Burisma, which we know that Hunter Biden was sitting on the board of.
Mm-hmm.
We understand from the testimony, not just from Colonel Vindman, but from others, Ambassador Sondland, Fiona Hill, I'm not going to list all the names,
sure,
that, you know, it was known that Hunter Biden was on that board. It was known that the request for the investigation had possibly a political purpose to be used in the upcoming election. And so when Colonel Vindman testified and said, I think that it was inappropriate to ask that, and the reason is it would affect our foreign policy, Colonel Vindman was not just, you know, showing up and following orders to testify on the subpoena. He was also giving his own analysis and undermining the president's foreign policy. And I think that's a separate question.
Yeah, you're right. You know, when you put it that way, Consulate, you're that is a separate question.
I'll still sign with Colonel Vindman here, and I'll say why. I would guess that if you're going to, you know, charge Colonel Vindman for something, for commenting on foreign policy, it'd have to be either maybe for conduct on becoming an officer or for discrediting the armed forces. And I think the only historical example I can think of where that what's been done was General Billy Mitchell. This happened back in 1925. He made similarly disparaging comments about the president. I think at the time was President Coolidge's policy with regard to the military. He did it publicly. But I think the main difference there is, General Mitchell, when he violated the USMJ doing that, you know, he did it on his own accord. It was on his own initiative. He just wasn't happy with policy and just challenged it publicly. I think we got to remember here, Colonel Vindman didn't write a book. He didn't go on the media circuit just to challenge Donald Trump, President Trump. He did it, you know, answering questions posed by, you know, members of Congress. And I think that's the significant difference.
I totally concur. I think that is a difference. And it's very interesting that this has come up the way it has. 312-374-8130 is our number. We are so pleased to have Attorney Nikita Fadukas with us, of course. He is giving us some great information on this. And he's with the law firm of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman. I really... and he's sitting in for Steve. I don't, there's so many questions that come up here, and Consular, I can end up on either side, actually, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I think that's what's really, you know, ultimately, you know, I might, you know, if someone's going to ask me and say, hey, look, where do you come down? You got to come down somewhere. I've told you I come down on Colonel Vindman's side, but I do really see it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's really one of the big challenges here is we're asking Colonel Vindman to make that decision when, you know, you could ask anybody that's read up on the news. You can ask legal experts. You can ask, you know, judge advocates. And, you know, you're going to get, if you ask 10 of these people, you're going to get 12 different opinions. It's just really unfair in some ways to put it all on him and say, hey, make the right decision here when no one really knows what that is.
You know what I'd really like to hear, and I don't know whether you want to respond to this or not, have you and Steve discussed this as to who takes what?
We did talk about it. I think Steve agrees. It can really go either way. I think we both have the same feeling that, you know, Colonel Vindman is really in a tough spot here. He's asking to do something that's impossible. Ultimately, it's hard to say that you're doing the wrong thing by answering questions from Congress. Mm-hmm. But I think we all agree this one really could go either way.
And who is going to be the determining factor, Congressman? What do you, in your opinion, obviously?
Well, you know, that's another really interesting question because for the for Colonel Vindman to be charged with something, there are rules. They're non-binding rules. You know, they're not required, but they are set out by mm-hmm. the Secretary of Defense, and they describe a set of reasons why a member of the military cannot be brought under charges under the USMJ. Mm-hmm. And some of those include national origin, lawful political association, personal feelings of anyone authorized, in the course of the duty to act in their duty, political pressure. Ultimately, we've seen a lot of comments from the president and others commenting on this situation, questioning Colonel Vindman's loyalty because mm-hmm. of his national origin, because of right. maybe his political affiliations. And when we ask the question, well, who's gonna charge him? Well, it can't be somebody that is disparaging him on these totally unrelated bases.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we're not talking about something, Consular, like when we talk about these relationships, we're not talking about something like Milley, out-and-out notorious, something that went on doing things that most people would feel were wrong and should be corrected by the courts, based on some military things that should not have happened. Agreed?
I totally agree there. And, it's important to draw that distinction. Remember, what Colonel Vindman is doing is showing up and talking about what he knows and what he heard. We're not talking about a war crime. We're not talking about him hurting somebody.
Right.
We're talking about whether, the comments he's making might have been a little better calibrated not to offend our foreign policy concerns. So mm-hmm. We got to put all this, and that's the main question here, we got to put all this in context when we ask what, Colonel Vindman is doing.
Well, you obviously have got tremendous insight on this sort of thing and knowledge. In our last moment, Consular, tell us what's going to happen. We're fortunate to have you. Now we know what's going to happen.
Well, these things turn very, very slowly, and I guess we'll ultimately see. There's all kinds of pressure that could be applied on the colonel that don't involve a court martial. Mm-hmm. So I guess we got to see if that's going to happen. And one of the big questions, and I don't think anyone can answer this, is where is this impeachment even going? If it goes through, then it's going to be a different world for Colonel Vindman. But if President Trump still holds the office, it's another different world.
Let's get in one call before we let our great guest go. Tommy, hi. You on?
How you doing today, Cliff?
Fine, Tommy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Wingding, man. It was really nice. And let me say hey to the congressman, and then let me ask this question. So let me try to get this one straight. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman can be brought up on charges because he did his job. Is that right?
Well, yeah, actually, I feel that he can't. I mean, my view is he shouldn't be. I think it'd be wrong to do it. But, some people think that's the case. I would disagree with them. I think it's a tough question.
Just hold on a second. And,
sure.
And I don't mean to cut you off because I want to say this and get off the phone.
Yeah, please go.
And it pretty much goes like this. So let me get this one straight. So we went to a country. We said to them, in order for you to get aid and help from us, your corrupt way of what you've done in the past cannot go forward, and we will not legitimize this behavior. But by the way, do us a favor. Since we're robbing all the banks over here in America, we want you to say that it was the Bidens who did it. I mean, come on, man.
Okay.
They didn't even address the man as he should be, and they're calling civil service career individuals liars. And one last thing, watch this one, Cliff. How is it the mark of criminal activity is that when you try it the first time and you succeed, then you do it again. So we had this mess in 2016, and here it is again now in 2019. This ain't rocket science, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you, Tommy. Response, Consular?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think that question goes a lot to the substance of the impeachment itself,
right.
not as much with Colonel Lindman's role. I think it's a totally fair question to ask.
Yeah.
You know, the Ukraine situation is not easy. I can see how people can come down on both sides of it. But ultimately, there were some really questionable things happening, and Colonel Vindman's caught in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do have to give him some due respect, and we have to give him the space to be able to come out and tell the truth about what happened and what he heard without, you know, threatening him with a court-martial.
You're great. I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Great, thank you so much.
Great information.
Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
And you too, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're so happy to have him on with us. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, veteran and host of America's Heroes Group.
Hi, I'm Chuck Bourne, veteran and advisory board member of America's Heroes Group. Veterans, family members, and community.
Please join America's Heroes Group every last Saturday of the month for a buffet dinner at Pearl's Place starting at 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m.
We can't think of a better place to eat on Saturday than Pearl's Place.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Let's go!